Right now, though, time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning is Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Great to hear your voice, but that's not any different from, you know, hearing you on the radio. I miss being in the studio with you.
We do miss having you in with us. It's not quite the same doing everything over the phone anymore, but, you know, it's where we're at for the time being. Hopefully soon we'll be able to get folks back into the studio with us. But we do appreciate you joining us this morning, and I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we're really starting out with that idea of the stay at home. You know, a lot of people, as you've been staying home or whatever that looks like for you, a lot of people, I'm hearing the phrase back to the basics, whether that means back to the basics of family, back to the basics of what does it mean to be church and how do we do this, or back to the basics of work and working from home or whatever those things are. And so morning lunch this week, back to the basics. Acts chapter 17. As Paul is out on a missionary journey, he's in Thessalonica, and the people receive the message, receive the gospel, and then they go on to Berea. And the people there also eagerly receive the gospel, but the scriptures say in Acts 17 that the Bereans were more faithful. It's not quite the word that's used there, but they were more faithful than the Thessalonians because when Paul was preaching to them, they received the word, but every day they checked it out with the scriptures. They knew where to go. They knew what the basics were. They knew where to go to check out what they had heard. And so this week, we are going to go back to the basics. It's all about the word. We're just going to read the whole Bible this week. That's what we're going to do. No, not the whole thing. But we're going to look at five parts of the Bible throughout this week that string together so that we can be reminded that the Bible, the entire scriptures, are God's one continuing story of love for you. And so we're going to start out our first section of the scriptures this morning, creation. Because if we don't understand God as God, if we don't understand God as creator for you and of you, then the rest of it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so we're used to the creation story. I think, you know, a lot of kids know this story and adults too. We know how God created on the 6 days, and that's all Genesis chapter 1. I'm actually going to read the creation story as it's presented in Genesis chapter 2. So we're going to start in verse 4. It says, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and no man to work the ground, but streams came up from the ground and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm going to skip a few verses here. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked. They felt no shame. Now from there, we go on to Genesis chapter 3, but there are some things in Genesis 2 as we look at the creation story that I think we need to pull out here about God. Who is God? And there are three basic points here. The first one is God's powerful. God created all things, and almost all of it he created just by speaking. That's power. God creates. The second one is God has rules. He set the man in the garden for a reason, to work the garden. And he told the man, eat all these trees. This is all for you, but don't eat that one. That's not a good idea. Don't eat from that tree. And the third point is God is loving. He's looking to the good of his creation. He created out of love and then provided through his creation, provided for the creation with water for the plants and the man to care for it, and provided a helper for Adam. But of course, as we look ahead to Genesis chapter 3, we recognize that God in his discipline also has mercy, that when Adam and Eve mess up and they eat from the one tree they're told not to eat from, then God has to discipline them. And we know discipline is one of the hardest things that parents have to do. We all know parents who discipline too lightly, who don't discipline, and the kids run wild. We also know parents who discipline too harshly and put a clamp down on those kids, and they don't know how to grow. And God, of course, disciplines perfectly. And we kind of look at Genesis 3 and we say, well, I don't know if that's perfect. I mean, he kicked them out of the garden just for eating one tree. Yeah, but when we recognize that when man and woman were sent from the garden, it's because they had now opened their eyes to the knowledge of good and evil, and God says they need to be out of the garden so they will not eat from the tree of life and live forever. In other words, they will not live forever in sin. He sends them out of the garden so that God himself can show his mercy in the Savior. And of course, we'll get to that later in the week. But this is who God is. In love, he creates. In love, he disciplines. And in love, he shows mercy. And we're going to see that throughout the week, God's love and mercy for his creation, for you. You are part of God's story. And he continues to be God today, creating, disciplining, pouring out his mercy. That's God's story, not only in the scriptures, but that's who God is for you today. And that's our first point for this week as we look into the scriptures, God's story for you. Let's go ahead and pray this morning. Lord God, you are mighty. You are God alone. And we look to you and we thank and praise you for who you are and for what you do for your creation. God, we're sorry that we don't always live up to what you have given us to do, whether it's caring for creation, caring for one another. Lord, we're sorry we don't always listen to you. But we cling to you and your mercy, and we thank and praise you for who you are. In your love and mercy, you've sent us a Savior, Jesus. Open our eyes today, O God, to see you at work. Holy Spirit, work in us today to join you in that work. So that help us to share with others the good news of Jesus, the good news that you are our loving God who creates, disciplines, and who shows mercy to us all. We thank and praise you, Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler joining us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. And Pastor, tell us about your church and what you guys are doing right now in this time of corona and how you guys are meeting.
Sure. Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. We're a loving, family-oriented congregation. We're a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It means we take the Bible seriously. Obviously, that's what we're doing this week. Usually, we meet on Saturday evenings and Sunday mornings for worship, and we have Bible study on Sunday morning and throughout the week. For right now, what we're doing, we do continue to have Bible study. We're on Facebook Live. Our Facebook page is Prince of Peace Luth Church, L-U-T-H Church. Prince of Peace Luth Church, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Join us for our Bible study. It looks forward to the readings for the coming week. We also have worship materials that we've been putting up on the website. Our website is princeofpeaceoregon.com. And so that's mostly what we've been doing.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much. We really enjoy your word today, and thanks so much for joining us. And we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Yep, and God bless.